Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Martha Emily Bellinger is considered a new voice of LGBT fiction, chronicling the lives and loves of boomers in her critically acclaimed novel, The Two Ruths, set in rural upstate New York in the 1950s and 60s. Two women meet, fall in love, build a life together in spite of the secrecy that society of the time requires. Martha, a retired California Superior Court judge, was raised on an upstate New York dairy farm during the 1950s and 60s. She was ordained in the United Methodist Church in 1974, discovering her true sexual orientation as a lesbian and understanding her church's prejudice against LGBT people. She remained in the closet, but left the ministry after 3 years to pursue a legal education. She's also the author of From Robe to Robe and She Who Is Without Sin, both achieving five-star status. One critic calls Two Ruths a lesbian love story like no other. The book has been awarded a finalist designation and gold seal by the International Book Awards for 2018. The book also chosen and displayed by Stonewall Publishers in 2018 as part of the yearly Frankfurt, Germany Book Festival. Martha Emily Bellinger with us on This Week in America. Martha, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It really is my privilege to be on your show today. I know of your fame as a great radio host, and it is just an honor to be conversing with you.
Well, very kind words, and you're only as good as your guest, and my guest is going to make me seem very good today, I'm sure, because there's so much that I want to talk about. The time will go by way too quickly, and I mentioned in the beginning that you talked about as sort of the new voice out there. What makes your novel unique in the world of lesbian romance literature? What sets this apart, do you think?
Yes, Rick, I think my novel is very unique in that it speaks to lesbian women finding a spiritual basis for their relationship at a time in our American culture in the 1950s and 60s, and to some extent still, many people see LGBTQ relationships as immoral and wrong. This book, The Two Ruths, underlines the theology that LGBTQ people are a part of God's plan and that all LGBTQ people are of sacred worth to God as well as loved by God. And I also think this novel shows how the spiritual relationship between these two women sustains their relationship over a period of years and helps them get through times of trouble. And actually, that's the basis for any relationship, heterosexual or homosexual. I think that the spiritual element shared by the two people helps them get through some difficult times. The only strong voice we have here in America that has now said this really right out is our current Democratic candidate for president, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who in being asked about his homosexuality and why he's gay, he said, well, you're going to have to ask my creator about that. I was really happy to see him reply that way, and I'm grateful for his candidacy. But even before he said that, this book was published and out there with that message that God does value us as lesbian and gay people, and we have a right to be spiritual.
With us on the program is Mary Emily Bellinger. The book is The Two Ruths. I'll give you information on where you can find the book during the course of the program. And, of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Martha's book, not only this book, but the other books that we mentioned as well. This book is, I think, designed for people at all levels. But if someone said, I'm not interested in LGBTQ, why would I want to read this book? Why, this really is a universal story, isn't it? A love story.
Yeah, and I think if a heterosexual person considers themselves open-minded, but perhaps conflicted over the issue of the morality of homosexuality and same-sex relationships, this novel might convince them that these committed relationships are blessed by God. And I also think that particularly for baby boomers, and I'm one of them, we're old enough to think back to a time when we were growing up in the 50s and 60s, when we were surrounded by some teachers and nurses and people in other professions who were no doubt gay, but it just never really struck us that this was the situation until we got much older and the country was talking about, our country was talking about the same-sex marriage issue and other LGBTQ issues. Maybe my phys ed teacher was lesbian, or the nurse that took care of me. So we're old enough to remember that these people were around us, and we just didn't even think about it at that time.
The book is The Two Ruths, and let's talk about the characters, the main characters in the book, Ruth and Ruthie. Based on anybody that you knew growing up in rural America, I mentioned growing up on the farm during this time period.
Yes.
Based on anybody you knew?
Well, actually, yes. It's loosely based upon who would be a second cousin to me. And she was a dairy farmer in upstate New York. I lived, and she lived, very close to the Ontario province border, up in northern New York, and she was a dairy farmer. She took over from her father, who died, and gave her the farm. And growing up, I remember my father talking about what a very strong woman she was, and he said, quote unquote, powerful beyond what a lot of men can be in the farming endeavor. And when I got, I met her when I was 10, as well as who became her partner, Ruth. And, of course, it never went through my mind at all until actually much later, and I realized for the first time I was a lesbian, at age 23, and know that there can be certainly a genetic gene or connection in the family. I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, these two women must have been partners because they lived together for years, and Ruth did all the housekeeping duties, and Ruthie went about farming and being outside and doing all the hard physical work on the farm. And so, I started to think about what their life must have been like, knowing that they also met in a small community and attended church together every Sunday and lived together for years. So it is kind of based loosely on my cousin. There are some elements of myself, I think, in both Ruthie and Ruth.
Yes.
So there is a basis for this book in those experiences in my life.
Were they an inspiration to you? Do you feel?
Well, they have been now. You know, at
yes.
the time when I was 10, I don't think I was in, I didn't have enough contact with them to really have them become mentors, or I didn't know anything really about, homosexuality or same-sex relationships or anything at age 10, and we just didn't discuss it. But, it just didn't go through my mind. But I do remember being very much inspired by the fact that Ruthie was a farmer and loved it so much, because I was one of three daughters on this farm in upstate New York. I was the youngest, and I was the one who was always helping Dad. And I loved being out in the barn, tending to the cows, and when I got a little older, driving tractor in the summer and all kinds of things like that. And I just really loved it, which was very unusual, actually, for a young lady. And my dad was very thankful for my help, and told me before he died that this is the one big memory he has of looking out into the pasture and seeing me driving the tractor around and around. So I guess knowing Ruthie certainly made me realize that it was possible for a woman to like and do those kinds of tasks.
I mentioned, I'll give information on where to find the book. The book is The Two Ruths, Martha Emily Bellinger, our guest on the program. Book, of course, available at Amazon. I understand available as well as your website. They can get information there as well.
Yes, that's correct. And Barnes & Noble also carries it. So it is easy to locate. All you need to do is go on your search engine and put books by Martha Emily Ballinger, and it should pop right up.
And all that information will be available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can get plenty of information and link on directly. What do you feel is the main point? What would you like to have readers take away from reading the book, The Two Roots?
Well, the main point of the book was to get people to see, particularly spiritual people, whether gay or straight, to understand that persons are people of sacred worth in God's eyes. Now, this novel also demonstrates how lesbian couples faced many of the same struggles in life as heterosexual couples do. We're not that different. We have illnesses. We worry about paying our bills. For women, particularly in the 50s and 60s, there was a lot of frustration over job discrimination as women. And Ruth, in the book, resumes as a public school teacher, but was laid off for a period of time to bring a male veteran from the Korean War back to his teaching assignment, so she lost her job. All of these things are like what any couple would face. And again, if even one person who is spiritual, but at this time not knowing how they feel about same-sex relationships and whether God sees them as immoral or sees them as blessed, if just one person's mind is changed favorably to believe that God finds us as sacred people and blesses our relationships, if one person is convinced that that is true, then this writing endeavor will have been worth it.
The book is The Two Roots. Martha Emily Ballinger, our guest and the author on the program. Talk a little bit about the book, She Who Is Without Sin, which has also been recently published. That's a sort of a continuation of the story, isn't it?
Yes, and I really was encouraged to continue on writing the sequel by many people who said, well, I love the Two Roots, but then it just ended, and I wondered, well, what happened to these women? So, I thought, well, I need to write a sequel to this book and demonstrate what happened to them. And I actually found the writing of She Who Is Without Sin to come very easily and to have in it elements that were not as much apparent in She Who Is in The Two Roots. In other words, there's a lot of humor in the book, funny situations they get in as a lesbian couple, and the growth of these two women in acknowledging their care for one another and their spirituality. And so what this second book does, it starts off as they have moved off the dairy farm and picks up from there because the roles need to flip. Ruthie is hurt physically very badly in an accident on the farm in book one, The Two Ruths, and in book two, it shows how they did role reversal, and Ruth gets a really good teaching job, eventually becomes a vice principal, which was very unusual in those days in that rural community, and everything changes around for them, and it's not easy, but they get through it again because they love each other so much, and they're able to connect. It's really a matter in my mind of two souls connecting. It's not whether they're gay or straight. It's two souls that were meant to be together and get connected and can go down a path together as long as they maintain this belief that God intended them to be together.
And that's one of the benefits of the book is the humanity. These are people that you're talking about in the book. And both of the books are available wherever books are sold, of course, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting, and has to be quite rewarding and fulfilling for you. A scholarship is being established at Boston University School of Theology entitled the Honorable Martha E. Ballinger Sacred Worth Scholarship that will support theology students in the future who are dedicated to advancing the lives of LGBTQ people in the church community. Quite an honor, isn't it?
Well, yes, I'm very honored to have this happen, and I'm hoping to get to Boston University. I live out here in California, so I haven't been to Boston actually since 1978. So I would like to get back there and visit my alma mater and thank them for this honor and have them offered an opportunity to preach in the same chapel that Martin Luther King did when he was going to Boston University School of Theology. So it is a great honor, and I thank God very much for that opportunity.
One of the reviews of the book, The Two Roots, talked about the fact that it really, we can sort of see how far we've come since the 50s and 60s, and talking about, although the progress may be slowly in developing, it's there, and a lot of sacrifice on the part of a number of people. How far have we come, do you think, in the 50s and 60s? Are we making progress at sufficient enough speed?
Probably for most LGBTQ people, it's probably not fast enough, but change is very slow. And I think we have to look at our African-American community to see how the original sin of America, which was having slaves, how long that effect has lasted and how long it has taken to overcome that sin that we committed as a nation. And it can't be, everything that's happened as a consequence of that slavery cannot be overcome overnight. And the same thing is true about people being rooted in biblical literalism and thinking that everything today that is in the Bible is exactly the truth. And of course it says in a few places that this is an abomination, at least for two men to be in these relationships. But it comes from a different culture and time when there was a need to procreate the Jewish community, and of course this type of a relationship would be completely frowned upon. But we have come a long way, and I think particularly for millennials, they will enjoy reading this book to see how closed and how even mindless of these types of relationships our American community was in the 50s and 60s, and the tremendous negative impact in some cases it had upon these relationships when you had to remain deep in the closet and couldn't be out front about who you are.
Yeah, it's amazing when you read the story and realize what was happening during that period. And I too grew up during that period. But the fact that these two people who loved each other, wanted this relationship, tried to have this relationship, but in total secrecy. And it's just, it's amazing when we think of the progress, and hopefully a lot more will happen in the coming years. The book is The Two Roots. Martha Emily Bellinger is our guest on the program. Information, of course, available at the usual places in getting books, and the book is receiving, as her other books have, excellent reviews. Martha, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book, the honor at the university, at Boston University. Thank you for sharing the story and being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do it again, so much more we can talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thank you for having me on your program, Rick. It's been a pleasure and a privilege.
Well, thank you. A pleasure having you on the program. And our guest is Martha Emily Bellinger. The book is The Two Roots. We're talking specifically about her other books available as well. You find them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on Martha's own website. That's mebellinger.com, B-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. And, of course, you can link on and get all the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.